Seattle, which lost the Supersonics in 2008 when the team moved to Oklahoma City and became the Thunder, is on the verge of rejoining the NBA fraternity, unless it isn't. On Monday, the Malouf family, owners of the Sacramento Kings, announced that that team would be sold to a group headed by Chris Hansen, who plans to move the team to Seattle, where it will presumably become the reincarnation of the Supersonics. Jason Reed, the director of the documentary Sonicsgate, which represents the sad loss of the team 5 years ago as having occurred in a fog of lies and broken promises by alleged villains, regards Hansen as very good news for a city that's been missing the NBA ever since.
It's night and day with what Chris Hansen has done. He's come in with over $300 million of private money to invest in the arena. The additional $200 million to get to the $500 million price tag is paid for by city and county bonds that get repaid through revenue generated by the arena over the course of the 30-year lease.
But there's a catch, or at least there might be. Ex-NBA star Kevin Johnson, currently the mayor of Sacramento, wants the Kings to remain where they are. His allies include billionaire Ron Burkle and fellow heavyweight Mark Mastroff, as well as 20 additional investors, each willing to put up $1 million to keep the Kings in Sacramento. That would apparently suit NBA Commissioner David Stern, who's on the record as opposing the relocation of franchises, except for the ones over which he has already presided. Dale Kassler, a reporter for the Sacramento Bee, is among those unwilling to regard the sale and departure of the Kings as a done deal.
Who knows what's going to happen? But that there are two very strong countervailing forces. That this is a market here in Sacramento, which not as big as Seattle, but it is the 20th largest TV market. It's a monopoly market for the NBA. And it has in the past supported the NBA very, very strongly. It's only been in the last few years when the Maloofs frankly ran the franchise into the ground that the fans have stayed away.
The agreement the Malouf family reached to sell the team to Chris Hansen cannot be official until the NBA's Board of Governors ratifies it. The board is unlikely to vote on the sale before April, which means that between now and then, the battle between Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson and Seattle Mayor Michael McGinn will continue, or at least that's the way Johnson recently put it. In a game of one-on-one, Johnson, late of the NBA, would have a significant edge. But Chris Hansen's money has already spoken, and the Malouf family has listened, so Seattle would seem to be the favorite. Though Dale Kassler of the Sacramento Bee thinks making a prediction regarding the future of NBA ball in Sacramento or Seattle would be premature, he's inclined to lean north.
I'd say right now it's far too crazy. I mean, here's what's in play. Seattle is a terrific market. It's a wealthier market. It's a bigger market. If the league approves the sale to Chris Hansen, it gets Seattle, it gets to sort of make amends to Seattle for what happened 5 years ago, and it gets the Maloofs out of the NBA. And there are people within the NBA that would be celebrating that.
And Sacramento would be celebrating being warmer than Seattle, I guess, and having less rain.